The low-income and homeless population continues to face challenges as home prices increase and waiting lists for shelters and transitional housing are on the rise. But as KJZZ's Madison Mulvihill explains, there are more barriers to obtaining affordable housing than just finding available housing units.
People experiencing homelessness have more worries than just trying to find affordable housing and a job. They also need a form of identification, a birth certificate, a driver's license. Rick Mitchell is the executive director of the Homeless ID Project. It's located in downtown Phoenix on the 13-acre Human Services campus.
We're empowering individuals to end their homelessness by providing those critical documents that they need to end their homelessness.
For those who have never had an Arizona ID, they can expect a longer turnaround time. If they're born in the state, it usually takes a week to 10 days to get a birth certificate. And with one or two other supporting documents, they can get their ID.
We saw 13,000 plus clients over the year 2021. We provided 8,276 total documents. That's a lot of documents.
In the first few months of 2022, they've already broken records. Mitchell believes that before this year is over, they may give out as many as 10,000 documents.
Let's get those documents so that people don't become homeless or don't stay in homelessness for any extended period of time.
But what do people do if they don't have transportation to the Human Services campus or to any of the other crucial resources they need? In 2015, 19-year-old Vivian Gellert was starting pre-med at Maryvale and Baptist Hospitals when she noticed the emergency room serving as a revolving door for individuals who don't know how to access care. She looked around thinking there has to be a better way to connect these individuals with all the resources that exist in Phoenix.
So we started a volunteer group of pre-med and nursing students, and we started purely focusing on the homeless population. So we went to the Human Services campus. We started a group called Backpack.
Its goal was to incentivize individuals to get timely services and care by receiving backpacks. 2 years later, they launched a health navigation and transportation service for the homeless and underserved. Eventually, Backpack was renamed Elaine, honoring a substantial gift of the Herzberg family. Elaine Herzberg was experiencing homelessness when she was struck and killed by a vehicle.
Ever since, we really can't keep up with the demand. And there are so many people who need this type of service where you're hand-holding and you're providing really a person behind a plan on paper.
And Elaine is not just curb to curb, it's door through door. So if someone needs help getting to that appointment and checking in, Elaine makes sure they're physically walking that person through the door. Eric Barr is executive director of Elaine. He oversees transportation operations and works with community partners to help bring in support.
It's a first-come, first-served basis. So they say, hey, I need transportation to my doctor's appointment, or hey, can you take me to the grocery store, whether it's day of or maybe a week out in advance. We really try to be as accommodating as possible.
There are many resources in Arizona for low-income and homeless individuals. The road to success may be challenging, but there are people out there trying to make a difference. And according to Vivian Gellert, there are simple ways we all can help.
Kindness and recognizing one another goes a long way. So if someone's listening and they're wondering what can they do today, that's just a small little thing. Or keep a pack of socks in your car. Homeless individuals need socks. They put a lot of miles on those feet. So and socks are a huge part of good foot health. So the simple things matter.
Madison Mulvihill, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And you can hear the full podcast from the story and others like it at heararizona.org.